producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, where you can call in and sound like you're right here in the studio with us in a lot of cases. Skype username is lrn.fm. More about the madman socialist in charge of Venezuela right now, where Nicolas Maduro is apparently rattling the saber for some possible war with Colombia and Guyana. And we'll talk about why that might be here in a few moments as we continue to catalog the abject failure of socialism in Venezuela. And socialism tends to fail everywhere it's tried. It's just that some places are farther along down the line than others. Zimbabwe had a major hyperinflation situation. Now Venezuela is kind of nipping at its heels. It's not as bad as Zimbabwe right now in Venezuela, but it's getting pretty bad. It's Ian Conan and Mark in the studio. Let's go to John in Nevada on Skype. John, go ahead.
Hi. I don't know how many people have heard about this story, but right now there are 20 climate scientists who have signed on to a letter to President Obama and the Attorney General, where they're asking the federal government to use the RICO Act against climate skeptics.
That's right. Whoa, put them in jail. Say what?
Yeah, racketeering law. They're asking the same kind of laws that were designed to go after people like Al Capone.
Right.
They want to use to go after climate skeptics.
That sounds absolutely ridiculous. I mean, does anybody believe that there's a possibility that that will actually happen?
Well, the top signatory on this is Jagadish Shukla from George Mason University, and he actually is a pretty big guy at the UN. In fact, he's a guy who could easily end up in charge of climate change study at the UN. Okay, so he's a really big guy, and maybe some of these other guys are too. But one thing that struck me earlier was when Mark said, "Well, when you're weighing the opinion of 97% of the scientists against companies that are fighting these supposed climate change policies."
Mm-hmm.
Well, what would you say if you found out that the figure of the 97% that you were told was actually a lie? Because
wouldn't surprise me.
It is a lie. That would be important to me.
Yeah. Well, I follow David Friedman. You know him, the economist. But he was also trained as a physical scientist. He graduated as a nuclear scientist. But he studies. Yeah, he follows climate warming politics. And while he's not an expert in climate warming, he's pretty good at evaluating statements that are like false and have nothing to do with science. And he evaluated the 97% claim, and he says, well, it's not what they say it is. If you look at the very figures they're basing it on, it's only about 3% of the scientists agreed to the claim that they're claiming for 97% of the scientists, that they're just lying about the numbers they have. Now, 97% of scientists agree that temperature has gone up over the last 100 years. But 97% do not agree that there's anthropogenic global warming, and 97% do not agree that there's anything dangerous going on. So that number is a fiction. So,
well, that's interesting to me. Can you, you and I are friends on Facebook. Can you link to me that David Friedman article? Because I try to read his stuff, but I don't catch every single one of them.
Sure, he has a lot of good articles on it, and I'll send you the info on it.
Yep.
Thanks, John. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I just think when scientists are looking to settle scientific arguments with racketeering law,
that's scary.
It's scary, and it's also a good reason to be pretty skeptical of their scientific arguments.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't think it necessarily is a particularly good reason. I mean, people, I think that the you know, I don't think they should use racketeering laws any more than any other libertarian thinks they should use racketeering laws. But what they're saying is they believe the science is settled and that people who are attempting to undermine them must have a motive. People do this constantly. Conspiracy theory is rife in human conversation. So what they're saying is that, well, there's a bunch of dupes out there and the oil companies and this folks and that folks, and they may very well be right. I don't know the answer to that. I don't think the right answer is to stifle speech through racketeering charges, but I don't think that the fact that they're choosing to go to that is makes them anything but a statist.
Yeah, but right. I can see where John's coming from, though. I mean, when somebody is willing to use force to enforce their belief system, to me, that has a negative effect on whether or not I would be even willing to consider whatever it is they're purporting.
I'm willing to use force to protect my property rights.
Does that mean aggressive force, Mark?
Well, you don't look at the issues the same way other people do, Ian. They don't see that as aggressive force. What they see that as is defending the truth.
Yeah.
As far as defending the idea, you know, they used to do this, and it was, they used to excommunicate you or throw you in prison, or sometimes you were killed if you had differing views to the state as far as science was concerned. I'm thinking flat earthers and whatnot, and I'm not sure of the, you know.
They're bringing that back.
Yeah, well, in a lot of aspects, the state was doing all of this excommunicating and jailing and killing when you had scientists who were coming out and says, hey, look, no, this is not real. I mean, we revolve around the sun. No, the earth is round.
And, off with his head.
And it took a lot longer than, it took a long time to finally, right.
And took some lives.
Took some lives, for sure.
Thanks, John, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. You can Skype in like he did. Skype username is lrn.fm. We were talking about the South American Hitler, as Nicolas Maduro is being called, the Venezuelan president who is not doing so great down there with the economy in Venezuela, absolutely having tremendous difficulties, what with the fact that the Venezuelan government has put a mandatory exchange rate between the bolivar and the U.S. dollar, which is about 100 times lower than the actual market exchange rate. So if you go and if you could somehow exchange a dollar for bolivars down in Venezuela,
you get
legally,
a penny.
You get 6.3 bolivars for one U.S. dollar. If you can exchange it with the right people in the black market, you can get upwards of 600 bolivars per U.S. dollar. And so there's a huge discrepancy that is causing all manner of different trading issues there. So now, as he's approaching his reelection opportunity at the end of this year, he is now rattling the saber against both Guyana and Colombia. And the DailyBeast.com asks, what is Maduro hoping to gain from all this? Handpicked by the late socialist strongman Hugo Chavez as his replacement in 2013, Maduro has overseen, so you're right, Conan, it's only been 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Maduro has overseen the swift and profound decline of Venezuela from an oil-rich leftist powerhouse under Chavez to an Orwellian dystopia, complete with the highest inflation rate in the world. When oil prices were high and revenues extravagant, that cushioned the people to some extent from the incompetence of the government. But that buffer is long gone. Violent crime and kidnappings are so rampant that the State Department just issued a travel alert, warning away U.S. citizens. And commodity shortages have become so severe, it is sometimes impossible to buy a roll of toilet paper in Caracas. Like many autocrats, Maduro appears to suffer from an acute case of political paranoia. He has cracked down on opposition leadership, handing out a 14-year prison sentence to popular opposition leader Leopold Lopez this month over trumped-up charges. And he's repeatedly authorized the use of deadly force against demonstrators that he sees as a threat to his regime. Not to mention, I'll add in that they are cracking down on the border as well, meaning that people are trying to smuggle goods outside of Venezuela so they can sell them for dollars in Colombia and then take the dollars back into Venezuela, exchanging them on the black market for a tremendous amount of bolivars. And so it's illegal to do that. The Venezuelan government does not want you taking their gasoline or toilet paper or whatever it is out of the country. And so there's a huge border crackdown going on as well. It's a police state.
Yeah, anytime you you see these currency controls, these price controls going into effect, you can see, you know, the fat lady's clearing her throat. Mm. The violinist is playing. Nero is rosining up his bow.
More about what's going on in Venezuela, and you can share your thoughts here. Are you thinking it can't happen in the United States? Can't happen here?
It'll happen.
855-450-FREE is our number. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username LRN.FM. This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves.
Has this ever happened to you? You're applying for some type of loan, whether online or in person. When it's time to hit submit, your nerves spike because you're not sure you'll get the approval you seek. There's a different way to approach life. It's called Credit Success Secrets Revealed. Credit Success Secrets Revealed is a revolutionized step-by-step system that you can follow to get all the credit you desire today. We're talking about secured and unsecured credit, car leases, credit cards, and cash. Call 800-568-8960. Credit Success Secrets Revealed works no matter what your current situation, whether you've had bad credit, never had credit, or looking for some business credit, or any type of credit. Please call 800-568-8960. We don't take any personal information. Your personal information is way too valuable to trust to a third-party email or a website that doesn't answer the phone. At Credit Success Secrets Revealed, we show you step-by-step what to place into the financial computer systems that control your credibility in the marketplace today. We practically fill out the forms for you.
Credit Success Secrets Revealed works 100% of the time. Call now, 800-568-8960. That's 800-568-8960. 800-568-8960.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk. Talk Live. Join us toll free. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username's lrn.fm. Joining you in studio tonight, Ian here.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Also, want you to know how to save big time when you want to buy stuff at Amazon. How about 20%? That's the average that you can save if you're in the United States. If you're outside of the United States, I don't know what your average is, but anyone who can accept an Amazon delivery can use saveatpurse.com. This is an international website. People around the globe are saving 20, 25, 30%, maybe even more than that. I saved 40% my last purchase that was delivered. I'm actually waiting on a couple other purchases, one at 20%, one at 30%, to be delivered. You do have to be a little patient if you want to get the big savings, like 40% or 30%. If you order it like 20% off, then usually your order's fulfilled within a few hours of when you placed it. So it's awesome, and it works. The catch is you've got to pay with Bitcoin. That's your only option to get these huge savings on Amazon. Just go to saveitpurse.com. Even if you don't yet have any Bitcoin, you can go to saveitpurse.com and get signed up for the account there. And then when you're ready and you get some Bitcoin, you can load it up and go shopping and get huge discounts on the stuff you were going to buy anyway. So why wouldn't you want to do this? Saveatpurse.com as we continue here with more from Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro, the so-called South American Hitler, and what's going on over there. He is not only just limiting his persecution complex to domestic affairs, according to thedailybeast.com, like we talked about how he has imprisoned his opposition, Leopold Lopez, who I believe at one time was intending to run or did run against him in an election. Now Leopold Lopez is facing 14 years in prison. Actually, he's been sentenced to 14 years in prison. And he's repeatedly authorized the use of deadly force, that is, Maduro has, against demonstrators that he sees as a threat to his regime. He's up for election at the end of the year. And he's recently claimed neighboring Colombia and Guyana are waging so-called economic war against Venezuela, charges which conveniently justify violating the sovereignty of both nations. Adam Isaacson, a senior associate of the Washington Office on Latin America, in an interview with the Daily Beast, said if he believes a lot of what he's saying about the conspiracy theories against him, then he's not the sanest man in the world. Internationally, says Isaacson, there's no trust of Maduro at all. He says things that aren't true, and he's quite erratic, unquote. Among his strange declarations to the press, claiming to receive advice from the deceased Chavez via a talking bird.
Ooh, that's awesome. Good, that's good stuff.
I hadn't heard that one yet. That's great. I want to look more into that when we get a chance.
Yeah, that's good stuff there.
Such is the state of things at the moment that one of the main interests of the international community now is to prevent a catastrophic implosion, says Isaacson, because that could have disastrous implications for the entire region. Something very ugly could happen in the next few months, he warns. Something very ugly has already happened along Venezuela's 1,500-mile border with Colombia, where Maduro's forces have been involved in attacks on migrants for the last 5 weeks. Because Maduro's far-left government subsidizes gasoline and fixes the cost of food and other basic consumer goods, the rugged frontier region is home to a thriving black market, smuggling commodities into Colombia where they can be sold for great profit.
Yeah, this is another one that's straight out of the statist playbook. Is
fixing
that,
prices?
Well, after the prices are fixed, but you know, these when your economy is going poorly, not only do you want to start looking at war, but you want to find scapegoats. Foreigners are really great scapegoats, so let's go out and get some of these people that are these smugglers. They're the ones who are doing it. They're the ones who are ruining our economy for us, people. Get the smugglers!
Right. It's because, not our price controls that are...
What they don't, because what they're in fear of, legitimately, is that the peasants will rise up with torches and pitchforks and come after the real culprits,
the government.
Them.
Yeah.
But if you can get them stringing up the smugglers, you know, you've got a couple more weeks to a month to a year yeah. to figure out another solution.
Just make sure you know where that G5 jet is going to land. Gulfstream 5?
Leave the country, you mean?
I shouldn't be talking about the names of jets because I really don't know.
You mean when he leaves?
He's going to have to. What's going to happen?
Where do you think he's going to go? He's going to go to America? He's going to Europe?
He's got a place already purchased in London. This is where they all go. They get someplace that they buy one of these expensive condo things.
Are you speculating or do you know that?
What? No way.
He has a place purchased in London.
I'm speculating.
Okay.
I'm speculating because, this is where all of the dictators seem to flee to.
I don't know if I'd flee to London. It's cold there. If you're going to flee somewhere,
I'd rather be cold than dead than my head mounted on a post.
I know, but there's a lot of other places in the world to which you can flee.
Right. Mm. You want to go where you're not going to get, where they're not going to extradite you back. And so far, things seem to be pretty good for those that are in London. So that's all I can say.
So, yeah, so what you have a situation is they've put price controls in on various different things. And so the smugglers have two incentives to smuggle those products. One, the fact that they can sell them just regularly for a higher price next door in Colombia, but two, that they can probably sell them from U.S. dollars in Colombia as well and then take those dollars back and then sell them in the black market if they want to make a bunch of bolivars, more so than they could possibly make in a month of hard labor in Venezuela. And I'm not saying that it's easy to move product across the border in Venezuela to Colombia either. I mean, I've seen a picture of a dude. I've seen a picture of a dude with like two 5-gallon drums of like gasoline or petrol or something like that going across some kind of ditch. And it did not look like it was an easy load to carry.
This wasn't the way to go, huh, to make some money?
Yeah, well, apparently it is the way to go to make some money.
10 gallons of gas, it's worth making this trip. I can only imagine. It's not a day-long trip, I'm sure.
I suspect not, because I don't imagine they are just crossing at the approved border checkpoints. Mm-hmm. I suspect they are crossing
out in the jungle. Yeah, and don't get killed with all that gold on your back. You're a victim. You're a target.
Yeah,
despite
indeed.
The relatively small flow of goods across the border, Maduro has chosen to blame the smuggling operations for Venezuela's chronic shortages. Furthermore, he cast the black market traffickers as the work of right-wing U.S. and Colombian-backed operatives bent on regime change. So it's all a plot from the U.S. government.
Which, by the way, there probably are a couple of them that are doing just that and helping their South American buddies, do the same.
In an effort to clamp down on illicit activity, Maduro closed the frontier last month, began targeting any and all Colombian citizens caught on the wrong side of the border. Experts say Maduro is again tilting at windmills. Jose Vicente Carasequero says, he's the political scientist from Simón Bolívar University in Caracas, quote, "It's true that the low value of the Venezuelan currency causes a flow of products from Venezuela to Colombia. However, that does not explain the problem of scarcity." According to Carasequero, the combination of inflation, reckless currency printing, and black market activity inside of Venezuela is actually to blame for the chronic shortages rocking the nation. Well, one of the issues as well is that people who import things into Venezuela are not incentivized to do that with the insane rate that the government has set, the exchange rate. So if you're, if you need to get paid for a pallet full of toilet paper in Venezuela, and they want to pay you with bolivars, which aren't worth a hill of beans as far as the official exchange rate is concerned, 6.3 bolivars to the dollar. The actual exchange is, in the black market, 600 to 1. So they're really not worth as much as the government is saying. They're, 100 times less is what they're worth and what the government is saying.
So but companies don't want to get paid the official rate, so they're not doing official business with official stores.
Right. Why should I bring a pallet of toilet paper into Venezuela where I can make a boatload more if I just take it to either of the countries next door?
And Charmin certainly isn't going to be selling on the street corner, so you're out of luck.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, so all of the shortages are coming from the government's policy. It's Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts here.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's EATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. I'm sure some of our socialist listeners out there are saying, well, Nicolas Maduro's just doing it wrong. I mean, if Bernie Sanders were in charge, everything would be great in the United States.
Well, what they say is that, what you're calling socialism isn't what we are talking about. We're talking about democratic socialism. And democratic socialism is the notion that everybody should be involved in their government, they should have an equal say, that the government should work for the people, and blah, 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 as though the government has ever worked for the people, and that power centers have ever not worked for the rich, that the idea that people themselves even have any good idea about how the economy and their government and these things should work.
That's right. You're taking it right back to the bozos who should not be operating on my brain.
Right.
And they should not have a vote in that particular matter.
I just gave this example during the break. You and I were talking about a problem you're having with your truck. There was a distributor coil issue. I quickly stepped down after having the argument with Ian about the issue of him having an opinion on global warming. Like me, I shouldn't have an opinion on global warming either. I tend to defer to people who are experts. But then I asked him real quick, what do you think's wrong with the truck? And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, good, that's good. You shouldn't have an opinion on what's wrong with the truck because you don't have any clue.
But the difference is Ian doesn't pay for the gas to run my truck.
True.
It's my truck. He doesn't have anything to do with my truck, so that's why his opinion doesn't mean anything to me.
But this is why democracy won't work.
Well, in the case of global warming, we have to pay into this crap, whether we agree with it or not, whether we have been educated on it or not. We still have to pay into it by force, and that's the problem. So,
well, my opinion is
bozos should have an option to give their opinion, whether it's a bozo comment or not.
They should have the option as to whether or not to pay for it.
Correct.
Not the option as to whether how things should be done. You should be able to decide, do I want to buy this car or not buy this car? You should not, however, jump in and give your opinion about how combustion engines work if you don't know how combustion engines work.
But still, that is a way of someone registering their opinion about the way things should be done. If somebody wants to buy a car that's electric, like you have done, you're registering your opinion with the marketplace about the way you think cars should work. And if enough people do that, then you'll see more of a shift in the marketplace towards more electric and hybrid cars and things like that. And
they probably won't.
Average people's opinions.
Yeah, those opinions are fine, as long as you're not forcing them on other people. And that ultimately is where the statist paradigm comes from. So when you're talking about democracy, you're talking about people deciding on how the economy should work. Because everything the government does when it comes to distributing wealth has an issue of economics. So do you think that people should get free college education supplied by the government and taxpayers and these sorts of things? Well, that's really awesome that you think that. Do you know what kind of ramifications that's going to have on the quality of education for people? What's it going to be like when those college graduates get out of school and everybody's got a college education? What are these things going to be like? Oh, you don't know what they're going to be like? Well, that's why you shouldn't have an opinion on it.
I don't know either. Well, the problem is everyone has an education, but it's all in liberal arts. No one is going to school to actually learn, good trade skills.
Well, we can look at probably European countries would be where I'd start. I'd look for the northern European countries that do have, college education and that sort of thing. I want to know how many of their bartenders, how many bachelor's degrees are slinging Manhattans and whiskey sours on a Friday evening.
They're paying off the rest of their college tuition.
Barely, yeah.
Peter Schiff went down in New Orleans and did a video. He's got some great stuff out there on YouTube. He goes down to New Orleans. He starts asking people, hey, where'd you go to school? Where'd you go to school? Where'd you go to school? And I think he found one person, at least on the video. You never know with these videos. But on the video, they show like one person who didn't have a college degree. They all
had
college degrees.
And they're all working
in
hospitality or whatever.
Right. They're bartenders. They're barbacks. They're bouncers. They're a variety of things. And he didn't ask too. I don't think he talked to many of the strippers because I imagine that they legitimately never did go to college.
Oh, they were paying their way through college at the time. As soon as
I've known two strippers who were paying their way through college.
Yeah, that's what I tell you, buddy. I know they were. And they were very nice girls, too. Look, all I'm saying about a stripper is that they generally understand what they have to offer in the marketplace, and they're willing to, and they offer that quickly, right? Like it's a personality type as well as a qualification as far as your body goes. I'm not saying that every stripper is the same way. I wouldn't make that claim. Not every hooker is the same way. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying there's a personality type that goes along with it, and that personality type isn't going to waste time with college when she knows that she's got a limited amount of time to strip and make money doing it.
And to think, Mark, all those young strippers, because we're talking about getting old and not being able to compete, they're all going to lose their jobs to the sex bots.
Sex bots.
That's true.
Yeah.
They're coming.
Jose Vicente Carasquero, the professor of political science at Simon Bolivar University in Caracas, talking about the dictator of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, and what kind of crazy stuff he's been doing recently. He says that one might think the closure of the border is the solution. What we were talking about is the trade issues that they're having due to the government setting insane inflation rates and also exchange rates at the same time on their currency, the Bolivar. He says that one might think the closure of the border is the solution, but rather that creates problems for innocent human traffic and affects the normal trade in goods with other countries. Despite such criticism, when Maduro launched a brutal anti-migrant campaign along the border in mid-August, Venezuelan troops rounded up hundreds of Colombian peasant farmers, many of whom were indigenous people whose ancestral lands traditionally span the frontier. So they've got property that goes across the border. Traditionally, they've farmed it forever, and now all of a sudden there's a border clampdown, and they've been arrested. The site of their compatriots' houses being bulldozed touched off a wave of panic among the locals, resulting in about 20,000 terrified refugees fleeing across the border, according to the UN. And Maduro was just warming up. In the following weeks, both countries would recall their ambassadors. Venezuelan warplanes violated Colombian airspace at least twice, and ground troops began making incursions.
Who are they going to attack? Colombia, Ghana?
Colombia and Guyana. Okay. The Colombian airspace violated at least twice by Venezuelan warplanes, ground troops making incursions over the border to harass locals and burn vehicles. They're bulldozing people's houses, burning their vehicles. A poll in mid-September showed that almost half of all Colombians believe full-scale war is imminent. Then on September 19th, Maduro's soldiers opened fire on a caravan of indigenous people from Wayuu as they were returning from a funeral ceremony on Venezuelan turf, killing two unarmed members of the tribe just 500 meters from the border. The aunt of one of the... All of this in the name of stopping, people smuggling toilet paper. The aunt of one of the slain men told Colombia's RCN radio she was riding in the caravan at the time of the incident, but that her vehicle had become stuck in a roadside ditch. Her nephew and friend were coming to help on a motorcycle when the soldiers opened fire on them.
Wow.
She said, "We pleaded with the soldiers not to shoot because there were women and children aboard the truck, but they paid no attention and gunned our men down without a word." This reporter visited the border.
These are people that weren't even necessarily moving toilet paper, right?
That's correct. They just had a border clamp down, right? Like, this border is locked down. You cross, you die.
And these are these are indigenous people. They aren't, these are folks that don't really understand the whole concept of borders in the same way, from nation states, the same way that we do.
Yep. This reporter visited the border region between Venezuela and Colombia earlier this year to meet with endangered indigenous groups who are often caught up in the long simmering political conflict. Not surprisingly, their version of violence on the frontier differs considerably from Maduro's. Locals are saying the porous border is home to a variety of armed groups, including leftist guerrillas like the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, FARC, who move easily back and forth between the two nations and allegedly receive arms and ammunition from the Venezuelan military. The guerrillas make their attacks over here in Colombia and then retreat across the river into Venezuela, where the Colombian army can't go after them, said Roberto Cobarria, leader of the Yuba people who live just south of Wayuu's, told me when we met in the ethnic group's traditional homeland, which also happens to be an insurgent-held territory. Cobarria said, "We're hunters, but not fighters, and we try to stay neutral." He has seen the cross-border struggle firsthand. The Yuba shaman was working with three prominent U.S. activists when the FARC abducted them near the Arauca River in 1999. The Americans were later found executed on the Venezuelan side. He told me, quote, "All we ask is to be left alone by both the guerrillas and soldiers and everyone else. All we want is to live in peace." And that's what everyone wants, except for these government guys. The people in Colombia, the people in Venezuela, the average folks, they want to be left alone, too. And I bet you do as well. It's Free Talk Live. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delphin to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Skype on in here as well. Username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio, you've got me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And if you support Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing on the air, then you can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. $5 a month is the cost. That gets you access to special perks that are amp-only, like the amp-only Facebook group, which is always busy with posts. It's really a great addition to the amp program.
Yeah, I love it.
There's also the amp-only podcast, which doesn't have the commercials that the normal podcast does, and more perks for you. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com, and your $5 a month helps us because we're investing that into Free Talk Live, using it to market the show to radio stations, expand our satellite footprint, and expand our connections on the internet. So you can help us get more people in front of the ideas of liberty with $5 a month and get the perks over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP, like advertise, market, promote, amp.freetalklive.com. We are talking about the situation that is continuing to develop, and not in a good way, in Venezuela, where President Maduro has been cracking down on the border, and Venezuelan troops have just been shooting. They've been shooting and bulldozing houses, and they've been, let's see what else they've been doing. They've been basically kidnapping people as often as they possibly can, setting cars ablaze, apparently, as well. And the Venezuelan government, apparently at some level, is teaming up with FARC, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, to basically allow them to base themselves out of Venezuela, go across the border to make strikes in Colombia, and then go back to Venezuela, where they're protected essentially by the Venezuelan troops and the border guards. So it's just a mess of a situation. Plus, then you factor in all the economic factors where the Venezuelan government is restricting trade.
This is all about economics, really. The reason for this is all about Venezuela has socialismed itself into a big giant hole with its currency controls and all these other things it's doing, and now it thinks that it can blame it on other people, it can blame on foreigners, it can blame it on smugglers, it can blame it on other governments, whoever it takes, whatever it takes, they don't mind.
Anything but the government. They're not responsible. On the eve of a meeting, this is from the DailyBeast.com about Nicolas Maduro.
And these soldiers and police and stuff that are supporting them, that are taking the paychecks and continuing to forward this nonsense, those people are acting in a despicable fashion.
Absolutely.
They drop their guns and walk away, this wouldn't happen.
At least keep their guns to defend themselves against banditry afterwards, but not use them against their neighbors just because, they're being told to do it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I wouldn't throw away a perfectly weapon.
It's probably tempting to stay on board, though. I mean, even though they're doing terrible things, they're probably getting fed. And so that's one of the things that, if you're working for the government in Venezuela, odds are greater that you likely have food on the table more so than the average people. On the eve of a meeting with Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos last week, a summit that was intended to discuss, among other topics, the recent violation of Colombia's airspace, Maduro defiantly declared his plan to purchase a dozen new fighter jets from Moscow. And although the meeting between the two leaders seemed to have resulted in a temporary...
Because that's going to really solve their currency problem.
resulted in a temporary agreement to combat smuggling on the border, no specific mention was made of the tens of thousands of displaced people. Immediately following the summit, Maduro ordered the border with Colombia closed in yet another Venezuelan state. The things then took another turn to the surreal. Less than 24 hours after at least tentatively resolving a conflict with Colombia, reports began to emerge that Maduro was massing marine and ground forces along Venezuela's eastern border with English-speaking Guyana. Guyana's President David Granger described extraordinary military deployments along the country's resource-rich Essequibo region and described the buildup to the AP as hostile and aggressive. Granger also retaliated by deploying Guyanese troops along the frontier, although it's doubtful if the nation's small army could withstand an all-out assault from its much larger neighbor.
Ooh, let's send Americans in, Ian. Because they don't got enough to do already.
Yeah.
We're not spending enough on military. We can help them. We can help these poor savages.
Here's what I don't understand is what do they think they're going to get out of Guyana? Is it Guyana?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Guyana.
What do they think they're going to get? Because in today's New World Order, as it has been described, nation states are, the borders are static. There's nobody who's going to let, none of these other nations are going to let Venezuela keep some kind of land that it takes. It's not going to get any concessions, really, of any value comparative to the amount of force that they're, the cost of the deployments and all this stuff that they're using.
Well, they don't calculate things like that. I mean, Maduro just wants to do this for whatever his reasons are, and he can.
Distraction?
Yeah, I don't know. For more than a century, Venezuela has sought to annex Essequibo, which accounts for about 40% of Guyana's national territory, even going so far as to recently persuade Google Maps to give new Spanish-language names to major streets and boulevards in the former British colony. Tensions have increased since ExxonMobil's...
They convinced Google to do that?
Apparently. Since ExxonMobil's discovery this year of major offshore oil deposits in Essequibo, since the ExxonMobil report was made public, Maduro's blame-the-victim rhetoric against Guyana has been strikingly similar to the excuses he gave for the fracas with Colombia. He even accuses his tiny and impoverished neighbor of seeking to attack and destroy Venezuela, according to the Miami Herald. So now this area of Guyana is oil rich, apparently. One of his motivating factors in an potential invasion.
This dude's going to get himself, get some kind of multinational organization coming in and crushing and killing him.
Laying claim to Guyana's newfound oil wealth would surely be a great boon for Maduro's cash-strapped administration, but Wolas Isaacson believes the black gold is just a pretext for the sudden troop buildup on the border. He says Maduro's scared witless about upcoming midterm elections scheduled for December 6th because Maduro's Chavista party is likely to take... Yep, that's right, the Chavista party, named after Hugo Chavez.
Ooh.
Yeah. Is likely to take a shellacking at the polls, and his fear is the key to understanding the method behind his recent madness. Isaacson explains, quote, you've got leaders of the opposition being locked up. You have almost no independent media anymore. You have a deeply unpopular president. But people, generally, are too afraid to protest.
Wasn't that one of the first things that Chavez did was he got rid of independent media, was state-run media
Yeah, I think
only?
He did do some takeovers of media. You might be right.
I seem to remember something that, you know, 3 or 4 years ago.
He did a lot. Chavez did a lot of state takeovers of various industry as well. And I don't remember if the state takeovers of grocery chains happened during Chavez or during Maduro.
Or maybe there was a cable company who was making fun of him or talking bad about him, and he put him out of business real quick.
You'll have to look that one up. I don't know.
I'm gonna.
So people are too afraid to protest. I mean, this guy just put his opposition in prison, one guy for 14 years. So that's the kind of a situation that will, put a dampener on any manner of free speech there. And everybody has their eye on those December 6th legislative elections. So Maduro has been playing the nationalist card more in order to rally the armed forces as well as the people behind him. And he's been picking fights and spats with both neighbors. President Maduro has a lot to distract people from. So there's one of the analysts saying that this is about distraction more than it is about some kind of resources. Because the nation needs to galvanize behind our troops. You may think what you want about me, but you must support our troops.
Yeah, that's what politicians do. They hide behind flags. They hide behind the soldiers. They hide behind the government workers that people support.
Professor Carasquero agrees with Isaacson's assessment. He says Maduro's government's trying to divert attention from those issues that really affect the quality of life for Venezuelans. There has been no democracy in Venezuela for the last several years. The ruling party makes decisions, and other public authorities are called to do what's necessary to obey them. In this context, it's easy to hide violations of human rights. Isaacson also worries about additional rights violations in the run-up to the election, including gerrymandering and using public money to buy votes, as well as continued violence against the opposition. When asked to imagine the future of Venezuela, Isaacson says he envisions generalized poverty and a government that still, even though it has very few resources, is able to control everything. It seems clear that Maduro, the one-time bus driver, is willing to do whatever it takes to stay at the wheel, even if that means wrecking the state and perhaps taking the rest of the region down with him. So that's the latest from Venezuela, the socialist paradise.
He's like the villain on Speed.
Wow, it's been a while since I've seen that movie.
Probably not worth your time. Don't put that in your purse inventory.
You didn't like it, though?
No, I didn't like it. It made me dumber. I lost IQ points watching that silly crap.
What about Demolition Man?
It had interesting ideas of what the future will be. So it was. It got points for being interesting.
I love
overall,
Demolition Man.
So dumb. Yes, dumb.
So there you go. That's the latest from Venezuela, and it's not going to get any better. So, you know, we're going to continue to keep our eyes on the situation over there as it spirals down the drain. I feel terrible for the people that are having to endure this. I don't know if they're going to rise up, if we're going to see, you know, like a situation like we've seen in Egypt in the past, some of the Middle Eastern uprisings. That probably needs to happen at some point in Venezuela to get rid of this guy. I don't know what he's going to pull at the election, but I don't imagine that's going to be very fair when December 6th rolls around.
I imagine it's not.
And they have their state elections, the midterms. More Free Talk Live. You can join us here on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Hour 3 is coming up.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com. If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.